Good day. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. This is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, and I am Catherine Davis. Welcome. On today's program, we're going to be talking about activating our own innate power for change. So today we're going to talk about activating our innate power for change. And as we do this, we have to look into specific skill sets that we need to cultivate. And there are things that we all do from time to time and know how to do. Perseverance is one of those things. A willingness to be able to take a daily reading of how we're doing, to be able to check in every day, in the morning, perhaps again in the evening, to be attentive to what we are feeling. And our feelings are how we can gauge the temperature of our emotional state, our energy state, and whether or not we are in a state of focus, whether or not we are in a state of distraction. And that's really the full idea, is to really be attentive to ourself. And as we are attentive to ourself, then we can do something to meter the energies that are flowing through us and from us. One of the things that I have found most challenging, and I think many of the people whom I have worked with have also found most challenging, is to really, really, really take responsibility for our state of being. And as we move into this kind of awareness, it's important that we understand that indeed our state of being is designed and meant, intended to be one of upliftment, one of joy, and one of, in a certain sense, neutrality. When we can bring ourselves into a state of evenness, in the middle place, as the Buddhist might say, then we can really look at what's happening around us and within us, and we can become that witness that will be able to be perhaps a little bit dispassionate about whatever it is that we're going through. And if we can remind ourselves that we are indeed on this earth plane for the purpose of experiencing life in a glorious way, then we can begin to comprehend that when something is wrong, or feels wrong, or we might be out of sorts even, it doesn't have to be wrong in a right or wrong sense, but out of balance is really what I'm talking about, then it's very, very important for us to look at ourselves and recognize that something is amiss. And just like an instrument, like a guitar or a bass or a piano, that needs to be tuned from time to time, we as human beings need to become attuned. We need to pay attention to how we are falling out of balance. When a piano hasn't been tuned for many years, or a guitar, it will be all whacked out. Well, the same is true of our bodies and our energies. If we don't pay attention to bringing ourselves into attunement, into the vibration of our highest good, that we can, without even noticing it, fall out of balance. And we might find ourselves in a malaise. We might find ourselves feeling stagnant. We might even feel oppressed in the situation. And I'm not saying that there aren't real, concrete life reasons that we might be feeling some of these things. And in either case, however, we have a self-responsibility to do something when we realize, recognize that we are in a state that is out of alignment or out of tune with that which we are naturally inclined to be or meant to be. And very often we may discover, as we're going through these processes of bringing ourselves into attunement or into alignment with our highest potential vibrations, that the greatest obstacle is really habitual behaviors and habitual states of mind. So we might fall into the habit of saying, well, this is the way it is. This is just the way it is. Or we might find ourselves making excuses from the perspective of there are reasons. Well, yes, there are often very good reasons for us to be out of alignment. The crowded subway car, the abusive or insensitive people in our workplace, the old experiences of a family that didn't believe in us, or any number of things that are very real experiences can cause us to be out of our attunement and can cause us to be in a state of, I won't say conflict, though it can be conflict, but I'm really talking about an internal state of feeling just blah, you know, in the doldrums, depressed, low energy, no motivation, feeling as if there is really something wrong, something is going amiss. And also these feelings of being out of alignment can be triggered into our emotional energetic body. So for instance, you might be just humming along, doing just fine. You may be motivated. You might wake up thinking that you're ready to take on the world, and of course you are, but there are certain kinds of energetic vibrations that can be triggered by moving contrary to our habitual behavior. So at the very moment that you've gotten the motivation and you've gotten all the tools around you and you have the creative ideas and then you are ready to get started on your project, and then there's this nagging little fear in the back of your mind that says, you can't do this. You're not good enough. Or something like that. Or even if there aren't the words, it's just this little nagging feeling that makes you feel lethargic enough to say, well, you know, I'm going to get started, but first I'm going to take a nap. Or first I'm going to listen to some music. Or first, I'm gonna answer these phone messages or dig into my emails. And I think we need to sometimes recognize that because we all have so many things to do, there's no shortage of things to do, that these little tasks and chores can pop up at the moment that we are on a creative breakthrough, at the moment that we have marshaled ourselves to go forward. And they pop up as a distraction and sometimes a clue to the fact that they are distractions is because these are probably a list of things that you have been avoiding anyway. So it's not like the emails are so current. It might be, well, I haven't answered my emails in hours. I need to do that. Or it might be, you know, I need to do this or do that. I've been avoiding this or that task. Let me switch to take care of all this undone stuff before I can move into my creative space. It's almost as if we're saying to ourselves, I don't deserve this creative space because I have all this other stuff. And doing things, stuffness that we need to do, is a lot like clutter. It's a lot like having a stack of books or a stack of papers, mail not gone through, maybe dishes undone. It's a kind of a syndrome of procrastination and allowing things to pile up. But there comes a point when we can push ourselves, not so much by berating ourselves, but by honoring ourselves and say, whatever it is that I haven't done or need to do is not for me in this moment. In this moment, I am ready to embark upon this creative space. It is my creative space. I deserve to have this creative space. I have something magnificent to offer through this creative space. Whatever it might be, whether it's writing a letter or creating a painting or building a website or learning to play a piece of music or giving yourself time to be inspired by beautiful writings, literature, or poetry. It's really important for us to start there with something new, with something fresh, with something exciting, with something that is enticing and motivating, and do so in full acknowledgement that this is what has been calling, this is what we have been waiting for, this is what we deserve, and this is what we want to allow in love for ourselves to embark upon this creative space. And that's really the place to begin. Whether it is even something of the mundane, maybe it's to clear off your desk so that you can have a space for space to be creative. But the way to embark upon it is to first be cognizant of the energy from which we're moving through and moving forward. Because the energy that we are embodying will have a lot to do with how well we make it through to the fulfillment of that moment. So it's really important, before we get to the point of I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that or I'm going to catch up on this or catch up on that, or I'm going to create something new, or I'm going to give myself some nourishing time to just enjoy, to enjoy something, to enjoy a walk in the park, to enjoy a movie, to enjoy a book, to enjoy a creative act that is just flowing from within my being. First, take a moment to feel within yourself and around yourself. What is the energy? What is playing out in your field, in your body? And do something to provide that initial support system by letting go of that which is holding you back, or moving yourself through it to another state. So when I say moving through it, I don't mean pushing through it. I mean to acknowledge. Sometimes that's all it takes, is to say to yourself what it is that you're feeling, whether it's a sense of fatigue. Fatigue very often has nothing to do with being physically tired, but has a lot to do with the emotional load, the backpack that you are carrying or have been carrying for months, years, millennia, or lifetimes, however you conceive of it, that we carry sometimes this energetic field of things that are not really relevant anymore in our life. We also carry implants. Implants are energy bundles, I guess you could say, that have been implanted into your field, perhaps without ill intent, and sometimes with ill intent, from from the family or from friends or from the workplace or the environment around you. We pick up things and they embed themselves into our bodies, into our fields. And once this low vibrational energy is embedded into your system, it tends to pick up static like dust, and it gets bigger and it gets heavier and it just weighs you down. And when we have a lot of this happening in our energy field, it exhausts us and it discourages us and it hinders our progress. And equally as often, we create these energetic bundles out of our habitual behaviors. So it's really to take a moment and feel into your vibration, feel into what is around you, what your emotions are, and deal with them. It's really about dealing with it. And it could be a matter of writing an antidote, which is what I call an affirmation. And just do a bit of a mantra affirmation to contradict whatever those words or feelings are, and to replace it with that which you want to embody within your body, physical body, and within your energetic field. So if you are being stalled by a manifestation of fatigue, then you would simply say, I am full of energy. I have the resources of the universe at my disposal, at my fingertips. Like that. And the other thing that we can do is to either energetically grasp that bundle or visualize the grasping of that bundle and move that energy into the earth for disintegration and regeneration. So it isn't a hostile act, but it is a definitive choice and a way of saying to yourself and to your energy field and to your cellular structure that this kind of low vibrational energy is not tolerable, is not acceptable, and will be moved. And then you can just proceed to do that. So one of the ways that we can do that is to recognize that we have energy moving through our bodies. We have meridians, we have acupoints, we have fields of energy within and around us. But what we want to do is to create a force that is strong enough to move that energy out of our field. So as you are reading or repeating your positive affirmation, rub your hands together and create warmth in your palms. Feel the warmth in your palms. And then gradually move your hands, palms facing each other, out and in towards each other. And begin to feel your own energy within your palms. Feel the protective nature, the warmth of that energy. And allow yourself to affirm that this energy is protective and that it will allow you to take hold of whatever is bothering you and release it from your body. So for instance, if you have a heavy heart, so just take the energy of your hands, face the palms in towards your body, dip them into the field of your heart, scoop up the toxic energy that's residing in your heart, and then simply direct that energy deep into the earth, giving it to the earth. And the earth itself has the power to take that energy and disentangle it, dismember it, turn it into its particles and allow it to be rejuvenated into something new and fresh and nourishing. It's like the mulching of plant material. The earth breaks it down gradually and, fresh energy can move into it, and then it can become nourishing to the earth or to the world. Well, we can do this with our toxic energy as well. Just put it deep in the earth, all the way deep into the earth where the earth has power and it can rejuvenate whatever that is that you are releasing. The earth, you could even, say to the earth, Mother Gaia, however you feel and understand the living planetary system, please take this from me. Let me give this to you. And another way of doing that is if you are one who is engaging with the enlightened spiritual realm, such as the angelic realm or beyond that, you could also talk to your guides and the angels, your own angels, to help you release anything that's toxic and needs to be transformed. That's one way of doing it. So you can actually physically move that energy out of your system, and whatever works for you or combination of things that work for you, you can move that energy. Another way of moving that energy out of your system is through your breathing practices, allowing your breath to inspire you. Because very often the problem is not that we have a toxic buildup, but we're not bringing freshness into our body, fresh energy into our body. So you can focus on your breath as you're doing your affirmation, your mantra, your remedy, and allow the words themselves to flow with your breath into your body so that you can just feel that inspiration moving through you. And as you exhale, you can exhale with your breath, allowing the breath to lift and loosen the toxic energy out of the interior of your body. And as you exhale, you can blow it out of your energetic field. And we do that for an extended time so that we can be sure that we are moving the energy through. Another way of working through the energy is with the healing power of water. Water is a very healing element for human beings because we are primarily water, over 80-85% water. And so we can get ourselves some, hopefully, if you have access to purified water or clean water, spring water, or if you're getting it from the tap, let it run for a little bit. You could boil and let it cool, but give yourself some fresh water, as fresh as you can have it. Put it in a glass container so that the glass will help to enhance the power of the water. And then again, we use our hands with energy. And just put your hands around the water and program the water with your intent, with your energy, and with your words. You know, I am cleansing my being of all toxic energies. I am cleansing my body of all poisons and toxins. I am cleansing my energy field of all debris. I am cleansing my mind of all toxins and exhaustions. And whatever it is, program that into your water. And then drink the water slowly. And as you drink the water, continue with your affirmations and your declarations of health and declarations of well-being. And this is a way for you to purify your body. And you can do the same thing with your environment. You can set up a little bit of a altar in your home or in your environment and do the same thing. You can use herbs, sage or basil or whatever herbs appeal to you in terms of the freshness, and burn a little bit of herbs, or you can get yourself some essences, flower essences, herbal essences, dilute it, put it in a spray bottle and spray it around your environment to clear the energy of your environment. So as you're clearing your body, clearing your environment, it allows you to set the stage for the fullness of your creative process. It's really a way of moving yourself out of that state of the doldrums into a state of activation. But this takes a level of responsibility for us to do that. It doesn't happen necessarily by accident. Sometimes by grace it will happen. But if we want to move through this, if we are clear that we don't anymore want to be held back, then we can activate this. We can take a step. And it's really important as we are moving out there and doing things in the world and making changes in our lives to understand that we have this power naturally. You know, the power is in the word. If you look up, you can, you know, look up on the internet or go to one of the video sites and look at Dr. Emoto, and he is a scientist who did an experiment on what happens to water when positive words and positive vibrations are passed into that water. It turns into beautiful snowflake crystals. But when negative energy, negative words, destructive words are fed into water, it turns into something that is very globular and has no real structure, and it looks really scary, like maybe a diseased cell or something, sometimes even dark. And when we realize that our bodies are full of water, that the words we say, the energy we allow to embrace our field and get embedded into our bodies, are going to have a very real impact. And it's important for us to understand this so we don't fall into those old habits of self-blame. Oh, what's wrong with me? It's so easy to do. Believe me, I know. Oh, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? Why am I wasting time? Why am I procrastinating? Well, all of that is a negative momentum. And the way that that can be changed is through an act of will. Through an act of will to shift the momentum into another direction. And these are many of the ways we can do it, as I've described. And really, it's about taking an action. It could be anything. It could be if you're feeling oppressed and suppressed and depressed, then that is a call to action. It could be program a drink of water. It could be getting into a tub of water. It could be going for a walk. It could be taking a nap. It could be any number of things, but the primary factor is to recognize that you have been encircled. It's like the wagons are circling and the energies are coming in or bombarding you, and there's something for you to do to change that scenario and not allow it to build momentum and build dimension and build weight, because it will drag you down into the doldrums. It will drag you down into, in some cases, a very dangerous place. And it's really important to understand that energetically what is going on is not a representation of yourself. It is a representation of your experience in that moment. And because it is a representation of your experience in that moment, then you have an opportunity to make a definitive change through an action, by an act of your own will. And you can do that through your words. You can do that through the vibration around you, either by using a Bach flower or an essence or even a homeopathic remedy, energetically shifting yourself. You can do it by doing the energy work as I described, which is a lot like the work of Qigong. Maybe you want to do some stretching or some movements like yoga. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's just a shift of direction. It may be putting on music that you know will resonate higher for you. It may be singing and just opening up the vibration of your voice. But it's very important for us to recognize that there is an action step when we are in this state. And if we don't take that action step, then it tends to multiply. And when we do take that action step, we shift the direction and begin to build momentum into a new direction. And as we build that momentum, we can clear our body, clear our field, and create an environment within which we can do those things that we want to do, that we need to do, that we have been avoiding doing. And allowing yourself to do it a little bit at a time at first, not overwhelming yourself, but a little bit at a time. And then again and again, it's a repetitive process, each time allowing yourself to engage in an act of will, in an act of self-determination to change the direction and to move into a vibrational field that is supportive, that is sustaining, that will allow you to be the fullness of who you truly are. So remember, we're starting from the point of knowing. Yes, I am this divine, sacred, beautiful being. I am in this world for a purpose. I have much to give and to contribute. I deserve to feel wonderful, to feel happy, and to be well. We start from understanding that this is our birthright. No excuses. So that when we can take that moment and stop and recognize that something is amiss, we're out of balance, the energy is not right, that we take a step, an action step. It's very important for us to do that. And now we're just going to do a little meditation so that you can get into that space of being in a state of awareness. And it's simply working through the breath. When you're doing your meditation, take a moment to have a few sips of water before you start. Take a moment to relieve yourself if you need to. Find a safe place, space, for you to just sit and relax and focus on your breath. And then breathe. Just breathe. Allow yourself to be free to breathe. And take a few breaths. Inhale and outhale. Inhale and outhale. Inhale and outhale. And then allow your awareness to follow that breath so that you're actually following the breath, feeling it flowing into your nose or your mouth, and feel it flowing down to your throat, and feel the breath flowing deeper into your lungs. And then feel the breath as it rises out of your body in reverse order. And for each breath, take it a little bit deeper. Take it into a greater sense of expansion. Inhaling deeply. Outhaling in a gentle, relaxed way. Inhaling deeply. Outhaling in a gentle, relaxed way. And get into the rhythm of that. Find that rhythm, just breathing deeply and then outhaling the breath. And then what I want you to do is to pay attention to that little space between the breath. So that take another deep inhaled breath. Feel that silent space, that pause in the breath before the breath is released. And just take a few breaths more. And as you inhale, it's an aware breath. But notice that quiet space before the breath is released. And do that for a time, just gently inhaling, outhaling, very gently, deeply, but allowing your awareness to feel that quiet space in the middle of your breath. And then gradually let go of the breath and allow your awareness to remain in that deep space. It's a space that is connected to the heart, to the soul, the intuition, and just allow your awareness to rest for a time in that space. And it's from that deeper space that we can become aware of what's happening in our body, what's happening in the gut, the stomach, the lungs, what's happening in the muscles, what's happening in our feeling body, what's happening in our thinking body. And just be aware that this energy or that energy is present. Be aware if begin to feel, be aware of what's happening around you. You know, are your shoulders hunched? Do you feel like there's a pressure coming from around you? Are the thoughts of a person or an experience that is oppressing you? And then moving from that awareness state to a place where you can simply begin to move this energy away from your body. If there is a thought, create an antidote and begin the mantra. If it's an emotion, we can do the same. But we can also reach in and grab on to that energy and move it away and out of your body and hand it over to the earth or to your guides or to the spiritual guidance, be it the Most High or the Earth. Ask for that help and let it go. And take some responsibility for letting it go, even if you felt wronged. Let it go. That feeling of feeling wronged is something that you can, you know, just think of it as metaphorically grabbing onto that feeling and moving it away from your body. You don't have to actually literally feel the energy, though if you are sensitive, you might feel it. And just simply move it away from you. And as you go through these exercises, once you feel like you've completed some of these exercises, we move back into the breath. Bring the awareness back into your breath and breathe. And you can exhale, breathe, and sigh. Breathe, exhale, breathe, and sigh. And just really calm the whole system down. And then nourish yourself with something, be it a cool drink of water or a lovely cup of tea. Nourish yourself by gazing out the window at the branches of a tree or walking through the park. Nourish yourself with a warm bath or an aromatherapy spritz in your room. And begin to understand that as we create the space, we are clearing away that which would obstruct us, bringing about an environment that will sustain and support our creative process, our ability to have a clear moving forward in our mind and our hearts, and our ability to pull ourselves out of that downward swing into something that is expanding into the fullness of your magnificence of being. It's a beautiful thing, and we could always get more help with these things. At the end of the program, I'll give you some contact information, and if you want deeper help in these processes, by all means, reach out. Thank you.
The healing waters flow. There will be
You have been listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. Just as a reminder, this week on Thursday, the 12th of July, I will be offering a free introductory class at the New York Open Center at 30th and Madison Avenue on Soaring Crane Qigong Moving Meditation. Again, that's a free intro class Thursday, July 12th from 6 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. Following is a 5-week course, weekly classes Thursday, July 19th through August 16th from 6 till 7:30 p.m. To register for either the free class or the 5-week course, go to opencenter.org/soaring-crane-qigong. The phone number to register is 212-219-2527. For those of you who have access to downtown Brooklyn, I will be offering and continue to offer a Qigong class. It is essentially a drop-in class. The topic is relax and luxuriate from the inside out. Calm frayed nerves and cultivate inner peace and contentment. Give yourself a break, a mini vacation from the stress and bother of a busy life. That is ongoing Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. at Studio Maya, studiomaya.com. But to register for the class, please call 347-480-1694. Or you can go for information to qigongonline.net, or you can email qigongonline@gmail.com. Again, it's every Saturday at 2:30 p.m. at Studio Maya in Brooklyn, 603 Bergen Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11238. For those of you interested in private healing sessions, I have a new healing space available on Sundays only for the moment in Manhattan at 35th Street and 8th Avenue. If you want more information about that, also call 347-480-1694. And for details, go to Catherine.1, that's spelled KATHRYN.ONE, Catherine.1. Or you can email me at heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Private healing sessions. The healing process is like a vision quest, allowing you to traverse the message of transformation hidden within the challenges of your life. Healing pain, chronic disease and depression, heal old injuries and emotional wounds, clear the root cause of disease, including blocked energy due to childhood, ancestral, and past life issues. We have also transformation sessions. Jumpstart your life. Invoke renewed creativity and self-confidence. Break through procrastination and avoidance issues. And the third kind of session we can offer you is enlightenment. Clear your mind. Awaken your heart. Anchor the vibration of your ascended, integrated self into your now. Again, you can email me at heartofmindradio@gmail.com or call 347-480-1694. You can also go to the website prn.fm and look for the archive page for Heart of Mind Radio. Stay tuned for more great programming and tune in again on Saturday at 6 p.m. for Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. Be blessed and take good care of yourself.